So let's take a moment now to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Fluffy the sheep came back home safely. And Lord, we pray that we too will find our way back home to you, the Lord who loves us and who always watches out for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please do sit down. So that was Fluffy. What an adventure she had. But you know, I've been wondering, why was it that Fluffy decided to wander off? After all, she was there with 99 other sheep, her friends and companions, safely eating the grass out on the field. And then it seems like she wandered off. Well, I don't know if it's ever happened to any of the other parents here, but I remember a time, a long time ago, when Ellie, who's at the front here, was only two, and we were in Nottingham, where I was training to be a vicar. One day, we went to Matalan, and there I was, looking at the shoes, and I thought Ellie was right next to me. I turned round, and not there. Well, you can imagine how I felt. I was just terrified. Where on earth had she gone? And I went up and down the aisles, asking all the staff to look out for a small girl in a pink coat with a pixie hood. But no one saw her until about 5 minutes later, we found her in the children's wear department. And being only just two, she was completely oblivious as to what all the fuss was about. And she just looked up at me and couldn't work out why I was crying. What was going on? So I don't know why it was that Ellie decided that that was the good day to go and explore Matalan. But we're thinking about Fluffy the sheep and why she decided to go off. Well, I thought the best thing to do was to ask her myself. So here she is. She looks a little bit different. But anyway. So, Fluffy, could you explain to me what it was that came into your head that day? Why did you decide to run away? Oh, I see. Well, Fluffy said that she looked out and she could see that the grass was much, much greener if she'd just go over that hill. So off she went, just over the hill, just a little bit away from the other sheep. But you know what? Oh, right. So when she got there, she found the grass was just as scabby and muddy and not much good as the grass that she'd just left behind. So she just kept on going, didn't you? Is that right? And then suddenly she looked round, she looked left, she looked right. She had no idea where she was. You had no idea at all where you were. Oh, Fluffy, that must have been really difficult for you. It was a bad moment for Fluffy. She was terrified. Where were the other sheep? What was she going to do? Well, we'll just pop her up there. There we are. Maybe not. We'll just put her. I don't want to spoil the flowers. So, there she was, in the middle of nowhere, no idea what to do. And she just kept moving onwards, kept moving forwards, because she thought, if I stop now, if I turn round and rest, then I'm going to have to stop and think about just how scared I'm feeling. And I don't want to do that. So she just kept going. And she went on and on over the hills, down into the valleys, when suddenly she heard a voice calling. We've had a few voices calling this morning. And I'm not sure if back in the time of the Bible, yo, Fluffy, was what they said. But who would I be to contradict the puppet team? So, there she was. She heard a voice calling her name. And you know what? She said to me that when she heard that voice, to start with, she just wanted to hide. She felt so embarrassed, so ashamed, that she'd been so silly, gone wandering off all by herself. But then the need to be found overcame that sense of pride, and she called out, she called back, and then she saw him coming. Her shepherd arrived. He came and he found her, hiding behind a bush, picked her up, put her on his shoulders, and took her home. And suddenly, she wasn't feeling stupid and scared and silly anymore. She was feeling loved. She was feeling safe because she was in the arms of the shepherd. And that sounds like it was a pretty good place to be, a happy ending to the story. And I wonder, thinking about that story, if maybe you've sometimes felt like that too. Maybe you've had times when you've looked out, spotted some grass that looks a bit greener in the distance, gone wandering off, and only later realised that your life has taken a wrong turn, that that wasn't the right decision to make after all. And of course, when we're little, when we're 2 or 3, being scooped up and given a cuddle by mum or dad seems to make most things better. But as we get older, our lives get more complicated, don't they? We've got more responsibilities, more decisions that we have to make. And so sometimes we do find ourselves thinking, you know what? I think my life's taken a wrong turn here. I've made some decisions that I shouldn't have made. And I want to find my way back home. And if that's you, then I'd like to encourage you to take the chance to talk that through with somebody. Somebody you know who you think is wise and whose judgment you trust, who could help you talk it through and find the right way forward. But of course, Fluffy was only one of the sheep. There were also the other 99. And what about them? Now, the 99 sheep, of course, they were the ones who were playing by the rules. They got everything right. You wouldn't catch them running off. And I wonder how they felt when there they were, out on the open field, completely vulnerable and unprotected. Suddenly they realised their shepherd, the one they trust to keep them safe, he's gone running off after that Fluffy again. Well, you can imagine they probably weren't very impressed. Why should Fluffy be getting all the attention? What's so special about her? And I think there might be times maybe when we've felt like that, when we look at somebody who seems to be getting all the attention, maybe that tricky little brother or sister, and we wonder to ourselves, what about me? I'm the one who's doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm the one keeping the rules. What about me? So if we find ourselves in that situation, then we need to remember that the God who loves us, who loves each one of us, loves each of us with the passion and the power and the focus that at the times when we find ourselves wandering off, and it happens to us all, he's going to come after us. And that's why, even when we feel that we're part of the 99 and that we're getting everything right, we know that the people who've wandered off, who've got lost on their way through life, that those people are vitally important. And then, of course, you could ask yourself, well, what about that shepherd? What was he up to? Leaving the 99 behind and going chasing off after the one? After all, if he'd been unlucky, a wolf could have come and descended on the 99 that were left out there on the pasture. Perhaps he should just have stayed with the 99 and forgotten about Fluffy. But the shepherd that we worship, the God whom we serve, isn't a God who forgets about even one of his sheep. Our God is a God who knows each of us intimately, who loves us profoundly, and who is with us always. And you know, Jesus tells a lot of stories in the Bible about things that get lost and that are then found again. It's not just the lost sheep. There's also the story of the lost coin and the woman who hunts through the house trying to find it. There's the story of the prodigal son, the son who goes away and who doesn't come back for many months, but who comes back in the end and finds a warm welcome in the arms of the Father. And we can know that whenever we feel lost, our God is a God who is on our side. When we think that it's all over, that we need to give up, that's when he's with us. He's calling our name, and he's longing for us to hear and respond. There are some words in Psalm 139 that really express that truth. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. if I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. And the joy of the gospel surely is this, that we, when we don't know where it is that we're going, or why God is already ahead of us, he is there, seeking us out and calling us to return to him. Let's hold on to that truth through this day and through this coming week. Amen.